Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today, what's your name, little girl?
I feel like I'm talking to Santa Claus. It's Michelle Lee.
Well, Santa Claus.
Can
well,
I have a puppy for Christmas?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may, as a matter of fact. Michelle, how are you? It's good to see you.
I am awesome. It's awesome to be back home.
I bet it is. You've been running up and down the roads to Florida like
Lord
it's going out of style.
Mercy, we've kept the road hot.
Why in the world? Of course, it's the wrong time of the year to be going to Florida. You need to do that when it's cold.
Oh, we go year-round. Half my band's down there. Down in Jacksonville, you know, the heart of Southern Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Van Zants and all that. But that's what I have to do, and we're playing a lot down there, too.
Yeah,
you've
been busy down that
way.
So how are things going? You've got another award show coming up. You're only going to win, 12, 13 awards this time?
I hope so.
But things seem to be going pretty good, and the Florida market seems to be liking you.
Yeah, things are going great. We do have the Josie Awards coming up in 3 weeks, and that's the largest independent music awards that there is.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I'm so excited, Bruce, they're having it practically in my backyard. They're having it in Pigeon Forge at Dollywood.
Ah, there you go.
And I'm going to put a plug in for them right now because it's going to be an awesome show, and it really is an awesome deal. If you want to go, go to JosieAwards.com, get your ticket, and you get a 2-day pass to the park plus admission to the awards show.
Oh, cool.
And it honestly is some of the best. Well, I mean, it is really the cream of the crop of the indie music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
now, what awards are you up for this time around?
Oh,
and you've won in the past, didn't you? What did you win last year?
Well, I'm a 4-time winner at the Josie Awards. Last year, I won Video of the Year for my song Devil Music.
Mm-hmm.
We might need to explain that one a little later on, but it was a cool video. I set my whole band on fire. It was awesome. They lived.
I'm going to watch it. I don't want to wind up on fire here.
The year before, I won Artist of the Year in Southern Rock and Song of the Year in Southern Rock for Somebody, Someone. And the year before that, I won Southern Rock Artist of the Year. Now, this year, I'm up for, I've got 6 nominations this year. I'm so tickled.
Cool.
So surely, to good Lord, I can get one
or
two of them.
I bet you'll win 6 or 7 of them. Go ahead.
I'm so greedy. My husband's like, now, honey, it's just an honor to be nominated. I was like, yes, it is. It absolutely is. But I like to win.
Exactly.
I like that hardware. Let's see, I'm up for, this is all in Southern Rock. Actually, not one. Southern Rock Artist of the Year. Song of the Year for It's Not Over, which has not been released yet. Album of the Year. I've actually got a modern country song that's up for Song of the Year Modern Country called This Thing Called Love. It's out on my Facebook and all my social media right now. Video of the Year for Bloodwater and Entertainer of the Year.
Well, cool.
So
that is neat. She's going to win them all. And
I hope so. If I don't, I might knock someone in the head and grab one and run.
And next year it won't be Josie. It'll be the Michelle Awards.
Oh,
she'll be in charge of the whole thing.
I'm wanting that Grammy.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We're starting to do that research
on how
to get to the Grammys.
Oh, that's too much like work for this old fellow, but it's so wonderful that you're doing so.
Right.
And it's Southern Rock, which everybody just loves.
It is.
And
Southern Rock's really nothing more than what, harder country was a few years ago. I love Skynyrd. I love Blackfoot. I love Molly Hatchet. And if you listen to that, that is really just a harder edge country music.
So now you're in town. Part of the reason you're here, of course, visit family and see everybody and come aggravate me.
Of course, aggravate you.
If you come to town and you don't, you get in trouble. What's going on with the Shriners Car Show on Saturday?
Yeah,
Sugar Daddy's playing over there too.
Yes.
So what's going on with that? That's Saturday.
Yeah, it's the Shriners Concert on the Creek series, and they've had me play this a couple of times now, and I'm really, really excited because it is in Bakersville. I never get to come home and play, so I'm very, very stoked about that. Sugar Daddy is opening up, and those guys are awesome.
Yeah,
I
really
love
good.
Keith and those guys. They're just fantabulous darlings. There's going to be a lot of stuff. There's going to be an inflatable kids park there for them to jump around on things. You might see me over there, too. They're going to have car shows, food vendors, I believe, just all kinds of stuff going on down on the Creek Walk. And I think Sugar Daddy opens up the day around 11 o'clock. And we close out everything from 1 to 3. So.
Okay. And that's on Saturday, so be sure to check that out at Bakersville Creek Walk. And then in the meantime, we get to hear about what goes on with all these awards. What's the next thing you're doing besides the awards? You got something new coming out anytime soon that you need to tell me about?
My new CD is out, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we released it. It's on CD Baby, and through CD Baby. It goes to iTunes and Spotify, some of the other things. Yeah. Essentially, right now, it's available in download only, but we're working on getting the hard copies out there. Yeah. You know, when you're an indie artist and you're doing everything yourself, it gets a little pricey to start popping those hard copies out there. But by the end of the year, we hope to have the hard copies ready to go.
And there's still folks that like the hard copies, but at the same time, so much of it's downloading anymore.
I'm so computer illiterate. That is so bad. It's like, MP what? You know, give me a button to push. I need a button to push and hear that.
Well, I started to say, you refer to them as CDs at least. I still say albums and still say vinyl and stuff like that.
I've just now taught myself to say
CD. You're impressive. You're learning. Okay, well, that's great. Well, good luck, first of all, with all the stuff going on with the awards in a couple of weeks. I'll watch out on the Facebook machine to make sure to see if
Facebook.
You have the scourge of the world, but we all love it. And then, of course, if we'll see you Saturday. I will get to see
yes,
at least
please,
part of what you're doing Saturday.
Come out. I do need to give a shout out to a local band who is actually pairing up with some of my Jacksonville players. Unfortunately, most of my guys are not going to be able to come up for this, but I have an awesome local band out of Weaverville, Barnardsville Way, called League of Fools. They're going to be my backing band for this, and they're so much fun, and I just love them. Just a great bunch of guys, and we're just going to have a big time. Everybody come out, we're going to have a big time. Sugar Daddy's going to rock. We're going to have a good time, and we're a little loud, but it's outside. It's all
It'll
right.
It'll be all
won't
right.
Break
it, won't be, it won't be too bad. And, of course, it's Michelle, L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I-G-H, yep.
Look for it on the Facebook machine and on all over the world. You know, you'll see it on the buses as you drive by.
Oh,
you know,
I wish.
Bus cards and everything. Michelle, it's good to talk to you. It's good
to
see you. And I'm glad it's going so well. We've been at this, and we were laughing before we went on the air. We've been at this for a day or two.
Maybe
6 weeks, something like that. So a little early success. You're an overnight success. We just won't say how many nights.
How many years.
But it is good to see you, and great to know you're going to be playing at home. Everybody come out and see you.
Yes, yes, please come out.
Our guest today, award-winning indie artist and Bakersville native, Michelle Lee. Michelle, thanks for taking time to talk with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.